Hello, hello. It is the Love Uplifted Lady here. So excited to be talking to you on Sunday, May the 3rd. As I promised you, every single day of May, I'll be dropping some form of inspiration or motivation, and today is no different. My past 2 days have been videos, so make sure that you drop by and take a gander at that either on my Instagram or over in my Facebook page because it is really great. But today is a topic so near and dear to my heart, much like every topic that I give, but this one took me the longest because I think it was the longest struggle that I had, and it was me that created this struggle. And I will tell you, it's on self-forgiveness. You know, as this is Sunday, I know I think a lot about what God does for us, what Jesus is able to do when we can go and repent and ask for forgiveness. And a lot of times I think we want to wait until we've done something so bad and massive, or other people have viewed our situation, that's when we want to jump up and forgive. But I want to encourage you today to forgive yourself, no matter how big or how small the obstacle, situation, person, position of life you might be facing is, because I promise you will be thankful for the person that you get to enjoy when you can forgive yourself, because mistakes are inevitable. So I want to tell you a little story, and I'm going to try not to get choked up after I say it, because this is the first time out in the open that I am sharing what I've struggled with as a kid. Even not too long ago, I just told my parents what I suffered with, because they, being God-fearing people, still, I held it, I hid it, and it made anger inside of me. And it was my need to self-inflict. I would say from 4 or 5 years old, I had learned how to make little nooses in the backyard and how to, you know, take little razor blades and cut places on yourself to feel something. I can tell you there was no reason, there was no drama, there was no type of injuries that I had sustained that caused me to do this. And because of that, I felt like, what is going on? I spent 5 days in church on an easy week. You know, Monday night was your Terry service, and Friday you were there cleaning up the church, and Wednesday you were there for your Bible study, and Sunday you were there from 9 until 4 o'clock p.m. And it's like, how in the world do I not have what I need in order to succeed? How is God still allowing these thoughts to come to me? And it was because of lack of forgiveness. And because I held that for such a long time, I bottled it. Like I told you, I'm just telling my parents a short few odd years ago what I actually did as a child and how that really led to me becoming someone that took induced pain from someone else. You see, by the time it got to the place of someone else giving me that pain, I had felt it so real. I had done it to myself, and therefore there was a small little inkling of hope that I got every time I got a chance to recover, because there's a recovery with forgiveness. And even the need to forgive someone else helped me recover a little bit, because they didn't know what I suffered with as a kid. That really deep down inside, that pain that they were bringing to me wasn't something new. It wasn't something that I hadn't had before. It was something that I was almost living to thrive for. And with that being said, I will tell you what I thrive for most is that feeling of emptiness and that feeling of anger. And what I will tell you is that anger, it can close your heart down. It will stop you from speaking on what is true to you. And if you can't learn how to forgive you now, like, stop, pause, and think about it. You will not be able to forgive yourself or teach forgiveness later on in life to your children, which is really what I've had to be able to do. It wasn't until I looked into the eyes of one of my little kiddos and I saw like they were wanting to forgive themselves for something that they had done. And I was like, it's okay to forgive. You know, God expects us to do that. And they're like, but I'm so angry. I can't believe I did that. And I could remember myself saying to my child the same thing that I wish I could have said to myself, that it is going to be okay, that this is a mistake. Mistakes happen, and all we can do is learn from them. And it seems like a small motto to be able to say, hey, you know what, mistakes happen and you can learn from them. But what do we do with a computer when it needs a reboot? We control, we alt, and we delete. The same thing with our forgiveness. We have to be able to look at the situation, get it into a controlled view. What is it that I'm specifically fighting against that needs forgiveness? Not everything in the toolbox that needs to be fixed, everything in the house, every nook and cranny, every crack. But what is the one situation that I need to find control in? Find control in that situation, and then we move from there to finding an alternate way to deal with it. Now, instead of us getting angry, finding a friend, having a bash party, I now want you to think about alternate directions. How can you maybe get on your knees, say a prayer, and ask God first to forgive you for whatever you're feeling? Ask him to open up your heart so that you're able to see the light that he wants to give you. But moreover, I want you to have an alternate way for you to get over what's going to come in your future, because this won't be the last mistake. This won't be the last time that you need to forgive yourself. And again, I want you to be able to teach this to future generations, that forgiveness is just as important as holding on to something while you're trying to let go. And that seems crazy. Holding on while trying to let go is exactly what forgiveness is. There's growth in the situations that we're in. That's why I will tell you that with forgiveness, it is not to forget. It is not to condone what's happened to you. It is not to say that you're just gonna buckle down and let what happens continue. It's saying, you know what? I want to delete the anger behind what I have going on. And that's how we start to control the next problem that comes into our life and find an alternate route for that, and then delete the anger that comes with it and look for the positivity and the light at the end of every single tunnel of our life. So, you know, I thank you so much for diving down deep with me. This went about 6 minutes and went longer than I would like it to go, but I want you to know that forgiveness is something that has to be reached from your soul center. It is not just words. It is not just, you know, just, oh, okay, I forgive you. It's whatever. You have to forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for the spilled milk today. Forgive yourself for the toothpaste on your shirt. Start simple and work your way up to big. I will tell you, it took multiple years, almost 25 for me to forgive myself for those small mishaps that left the breadcrumbs for all the defeat that I was willing to pick up in my future. And I want you to drop those breadcrumbs now. I want you to smush them into the ground. I want you to cover them up with dirt, because I don't want you finding a trail back to that place of feeling negative. I want you to have your place built in positivity and built in the light of forgiveness, because that is where our heart is open and free, and where our spirit can be exactly what it was meant to do: fly and soar. So thank you again for listening in. As always, your love uplifted lifestyle is out there. You just have to be willing to go find it.